Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's Dealer On webinar, Finding Your Pot of Gold with Video Email. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'll be your moderator today. Today's webinar is being presented by Dealer On. For anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer On, where have you been? We are so committed to lead conversion, optimization, and customer service that Dealer On is still the only company in the industry that offers a money-back lead guarantee program. Does your website company guarantee you a 50% lift in leads or your money back? Maybe you should check us out at our gorgeous brand new Dealer On website at DealerOn.com. And Dealer On is going to be exhibiting and presenting at the upcoming NADA convention in Vegas at the end of March. If you're going to be there, stop by booth 6626N. Write that down. We have a great booth. I'm going to be there. I'd love to see you. And I also want to let you know, everyone at Dealer On is super excited about NADA. In fact, we are so excited, we're running a promotional opportunity to check out our amazing products. So here's the deal. When you pre-schedule and attend a demo at NADA, you're going to get $100. If you wind up signing a Dealer On purchase contract at the show, we're going to upgrade that $100 to an iPad Air 2 or an Apple Watch. Boom! Go to DealerOn.com/DealerOnTakesNADA2016. Or wait, even easier, go to DealerOn.com/webinar and fill out the form to pre-schedule your demo today. And you know what? We're going to see you at NADA. And we have a great show in store for you today. We're very pleased to have the one and only Matt Koenig as our presenter today. Matt Koenig is the CEO of Koenig Co. and Buscador de Auto, helping the best car dealers in the world get even better by focusing on generating first-party opportunities and reaching U.S. Hispanic auto buyers. Matt has served in various sales and leadership roles on the retail side of the business for 12 years in West Michigan before becoming sales training director at one of the largest automotive groups in the Midwest. In 2006, he went to work with Cars.com, ultimately becoming sales training manager, before moving on to Edmunds.com in 2010. Matt is one of the most sought-after speakers on mobile marketing and Hispanic automotive marketing because his real-world strategies are proven to help dealers make more money. A 22-year auto veteran, Matt is also the author of the books Winners and Losers and This Book Is For You, Stupid. And when he isn't setting the auto industry on fire or making sales tip videos from the road, he can be reached at matt@bdaspanish.com. And Matt Koenig will also be co-hosting the first ever live-streamed automotive conference. That's right, March 21st in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and it's aptly called the Rockstar Auto Conference. Oh, yeah, industry heavyweights like Grant Cardone and Gary Vaynerchuk are taking part in this groundbreaking event. And you know what? You should be there. If you want to save some ducats on attending the Rockstar Auto Conference, Dealer On is here to help. Just use discount code DEALERON and save yourself 50% off the ticket. Rock on. We hope to see you there. And Matt Koenig will also be helping dealers connect and grow with Hispanic buyers at NADA. So make sure you check that out, too. Now, during the presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, don't worry. We're going to try to respond to you by email later today. Also, don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will also be emailed to you later today for your reference, and please feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. Oh, and guess what? Our good friends at Koenig Co., they're giving away an amazing prize today on the webinar. One of you lucky webinar attendees is going to win 90 days of video emails, compliments of Koenig Co. That's an entire 3 months of powerful face-to-face connections with your customers and prospects, and it's valued at $500. This is a very cool prize. You have to be on the live broadcast to win it, though. So stay tuned, and you could be the one winning this sweet prize today. Also, at the conclusion of this webinar, you're going to receive a short survey, so please fill it out because we're always looking for great feedback from our audience. And hey, do you tweet much? We hope you do. We'd love to see what you have to say about today's presentation, so please tag us in it. Hashtag DealerOnWebby, or I'm at Eliana Raggio. You can also hit up Matt Koenig at Koenig Co. We look forward to seeing what you're saying. All right, you ready? Let's get started. Let's learn how to find your pot of gold with video email. Matt, I'm not doing this title justice. You have to do it in your Irish brogue.
We're going to talk about finding your pot of gold with video email today. And better yet, we're going to see if we can razzle-dazzle you with some information. You know, that's just, I can't razzle dazzle them as well as you can. You make announcements sound like something people want to sit through. That's amazing.
It's a talent. Everyone has their talents. Reading is mine. But you, my friend, your talent, you have many. And this is just one of them, showing people how easy it is to do video email. And I have to say, I actually got to watch you make a video email, like right in front of me. You did it with such ease and panache. I dare say, I don't know if everyone can find it, but I'm sure if anyone could learn to do it, they could certainly learn from the likes of you. So thank you so much for being here today, and what a great topic you picked. I know you have a lot to get to, so where do we begin?
So we're going to begin right here. We're going to just go ahead and start with this. Here's what we're going to rock through today, and I will do my best not to go too fast, everybody. But I also know it's St. Patty's Day, and maybe some of you have already started your green beer. Maybe some of you are just waiting for the webinar to get through, so you've got all the rocking information that you need, and you're all razzle-dazzled, and that way you can go on with your day. But what I want to make sure is, in our time together, a couple things take place. Number one, I want to show you what platforms are available out there. And even though my company is a provider of one of the platforms, I'm going to make sure to give you all the info you need so you can check out everybody out there. So I can assure you it's going to be as unbiased as humanly possible. But the other thing is, I'm going to show you how to get engagement out of this and go beyond just hitting send. Of course, we're gonna touch on personalization versus automation and how you can actually automate stuff and make it feel personal, hit the best practices, and then we'll take all the time you need until the end of the webinar to go through Q&A stuff. So I will do my very best to touch on these things today. And of course, I appreciate the time that you give me, because time is the one thing in your life you can never get more of or give back to someone. So I want to make sure, I will make you this promise, if you'll pay close attention and take good notes, you will at least pick up one or two things that will make you some money when this webinar is over. So thank you very much for everybody that's on here. Let's just start by talking about email as a whole, right? Back in around 1993 is when email really started to surface, and that was about the time I got in the car business. Funny thing was, in 1993, Bill Clinton opened up his email account and literally sent a total of 2 messages during his presidency. In 2013, he's got 1 million Twitter followers, so, and even more now. So it's crazy to see the evolution of this. Very few things have evolved within 20 years as much as email and the internet and everything else, right? We know that's what's accelerated fast. And in addition, we also know the Clintons and email maybe aren't the best friends in the news right now. But the funny thing is, email offers a lot of great opportunity for us to connect with future buyers, as well as it offers us a lot of opportunity to maintain relationships with our current customers. So we're going to dig into how video affects that. But there are a couple things that I think are really important for us to understand before we look at video email as a whole. And let's just look at the history of it. The 90s was kind of like the spray and pray era. A lot of dealers were, spending big bucks on double truck ads in the newspaper and things like that. We were just starting to, really get into and learn about internet advertising, stuff like that. So 91, the internet, boom, here it is. 92, we smartphones are coming out. Well, the first one was introduced anyway. Most of us still had like push button Nokias with an antenna that pulled out or something like that. 96, Hotmail came out. I don't know if any of you had a Hotmail address before Microsoft bought them. But if you remember, Hotmail.com, was the first web-based email service, which was really kind of neat. And then in 1998, so 7 years after the internet is born, spam is added to the Oxford English Dictionary. And I'm going to explain to you why, and it might be important for you to write down why, in just a moment. So in 1998, the Data Protection Act also came out, and that was updated to include opting out of emails. And that's very, very important, because as we go through video email today, there are a couple things that you're going to want to remember, and that is, no matter how excited you get about a video email, no matter how much fun you're going to have with it, because you're about to have a lot of fun with it, remember, at the end of the day, it's always about the person on the other end. And the last thing in the world we want them to do is click unsubscribe. So we'll dig into that in a moment. Also in 1993, something very important took place, and this is why email marketing became so exciting to many people. 1993, conversion rates fell. People were buying banner ads, you know, display ads, things like that, and message boards and stuff. But the conversion rates were just horrible, just like banner ads are today, basically. So in 1993, marketers were hiring hackers, which is, by the way, was a very intelligent move back then. They were hiring hackers to basically scrape, sneak, harvest, whatever you want to call it, email addresses from unsuspecting people that were visiting message boards and things like that, so that these companies could blast them with email ads. So hackers were writing different bots and whatnot so they could, you know, sneak those email addresses out and sell them to marketers, right? And hence, bulk email blasts were born, hence the CAN-SPAM Protection Act, all the stuff that now we're afraid of when we market because we don't want to have a lawsuit, right? In 96, of course, as you can see on the screen, there was a group dedicated to the fighting spam and making sure that spam was getting killed. But that's still a very big problem. It's taking place right now. It's important to know that 20-plus years later, well, 93, 2003, it's 3 decades later, right? 3 decades later. But 3 decades ago, people were stealing email addresses because they wanted to mail blast them, right? The equivalent of direct mail via email. Now what we're going to do is ask a quick poll question, though, before we move into the meat and potatoes or the corned beef and cabbage of the presentation. So, Eliana, I think we got a poll question, right?
Yeah, we do. Audience, you have 2 poll questions coming your way today, and the first one is on your screen now. We'd love it if you'd take part in our poll questions so we can see what's happening at your dealership. So here's the question. Are you currently doing any bulk email marketing? Pretty easy question, right? Please select one of the following answers. Yes, and it's working great for us. Yes, but I admit we aren't seeing the results we would like. No, not yet, but you know what? We're thinking about it. Nah, management doesn't want to do any of that. Or I had no idea we needed to do email marketing. What the heck is email marketing? Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close the poll and share the results. And I love the way you're working in all these Irish-themed things into your presentation today. It's very festive today. Are you wearing green?
I'm wearing black. I always wear black. I was looking to see if any of my 40 tattoos have green in them, and I do have a couple green ones, so that's as green as I've gotten today.
Oh, my goodness. You have to turn to your tattoos? You got to turn to your skin ink to find the green? That's pretty sad.
I do.
Maybe you could find a hat or a scarf or something. Okay, audience, you're doing so good on the voting. Thank you so much. One more time, the question is, are you currently doing any bulk email marketing? Yes, it's working great. Yes, but we should be getting better results. No, not yet, but maybe soon. Nah, management doesn't want to do that. Or email marketing. What? If you're ready, my friend.
I'm ready.
Are you ready? So we are going to close this up. Almost everyone has voted. Audience, thank you so much. You guys rock. Okay, 23% of today's audience said yes, they are currently doing bulk email marketing, and it's working great for them. That's 23%. That's actually a lot higher than I had suspected it would be. But the majority, 50% of today's audience, say yes, they are doing it, but they aren't seeing the results they would like. Good thing you're here, everyone. Okay, 13% of today's audience said no, not yet, but we're thinking about it. 10% of today's audience said, no, management doesn't want anything to do with any of that. And the remaining 3% of today's audience have no idea we needed to do that. What's email marketing? That's not 100%. What is that?
That's 96%. 4% are already drunk and passed out on the floor. Thank you for being logged in while you're passed out, because it just made my day a little brighter.
Well, there you have it. All right, audience, thank you so much. We got one more poll question coming your way today. And back at you, Matt.
All right, perfect. So we've got this delightful gal on the screen covering her ears, and I wish that her shirt was green. But here's the problem. So we talked about all this stuff, and it's so cool. We see 50% of people are saying, hey, I'm doing email marketing, but it sucks. Well, you said it's not getting you the results that you want, but let's face it, that's what you meant, right? We got 1 in 4 that went, yeah, it's working great. But here's the thing. We have a perception about how stuff is working. The way we typically decide if it's working is how many sales we're getting from it, or how many leads at least are coming in, or whatever it may be, how much traffic our website had. But the real way to gauge it is when we talk to those people and how it's perceived by them. Just because they click on it doesn't mean they liked it. Sometimes they're clicking on it because they're just trying to figure out a way to make sure they never get another one again. So what we don't want is the person on the other end to be doing what she's doing. So how do we do that? How do we walk through? Well, the first thing you got to recognize is that there is still a great opportunity to email market to people. And there may be a better way to do it than outsourcing it to every third party on the planet. There are a lot of people that want to argue now that social media is so popular, and those of you that know me or are connected to me on Facebook or Twitter or Periscope or YouTube or Meerkat or one of those million mediums that I live on, you might think that my perception is the same, but it's just the contrary. Social media is fantastic, and it's now given us a way. What social media is really great for is it's given us a way to take a look into the lives of the people that are potentially going to be a client or that are current clients so that we can really connect on a deeper level. But that doesn't mean that email is dead. Social media hasn't killed it. It's just given us a better way to understand those folks before we market to them via email. Let me say that again. Social media has given us a better way to understand those folks, those people, before we utilize email as a way to reach out to them. Now, typically when we think about email or email marketing, this is what pops into the mind. Now, this is obviously looks very dated, right? Mostly it's because it's a Windows machine that email's being sent from, not a Mac. But really what it is that's how a lot of emails end up being, right? Now, emails should be short. They should be sweet. But let's face it, there's no razzle-dazzle to this email. There's no panache. There's no excitement. There's no thrill. It's text on a screen, and frankly, it's pretty freaking boring. And the problem is, people get a ton of these every day. One thing I wish I had done, and I apologize that I didn't, but I wish I would have screenshotted for you what my inbox looks like every morning when I wake up. Every morning when I wake up, I have more than 100 new unread emails. Now, I utilize now inbox by Gmail. I also use all different, I'm looking for the best mail apps possible for my phone so that I can start automatically letting it determine which ones are spam, so it'll highlight them and I can automatically delete them. And I've manually every day started going through and clicking unsubscribe. Today, for example, is a great day to tell you this. I got an email from Chuck E. Cheese. Now, don't let the spray tan and really great hair fool you. I'm 40, and my youngest is 14. So my kids don't kick it at Chuck E. Cheese. We go to Sky Zone. We go to movies. But I didn't even sign up for Chuck E. Cheese email. Back when they were young enough, I wouldn't have subscribed to it. But out of the blue, Chuck E. Cheese is spam emailing me, and I had to unsubscribe. So what we want to do is we want to captivate people and capture their attention, and we don't want to put them to sleep with crappy, boring email stuff. Instead, we need something that goes, boom, hey, you're going to love this. You're going to want to see this. You're going to want to engage with me because of what you're seeing when you open this email. Now, there are many elements that go into that, and we're going to do a little deeper dive into it. But the main thing, and I want to encourage you, if you haven't already, grab a pen, write this down. The number one thing you've got to do is get their attention. My friend Grant Cardone, who's also going to be at our conference on Monday, you know, he always says that the number one problem people have is obscurity, right? Nobody knows who they are. Well, with video email, we really have the same problem, right? The reason someone's in obscurity is because they're not getting the attention of the people that they want. When it comes to email, we have the same problem. Think about your industry, the automotive industry. There are a couple big CRM providers, right? We have Vin Solutions, we got whatever. Well, if you and 10 dealers on the same street are all using the same CRM, and if you guys all hired the same consultants to come in and build your email templates, there is a 90% chance that that customer who shopped you and the dealer next to you and the dealer next to you just got three emails with the exact same crap in it. Now, our goal isn't to crap all over people. Our goal is to engage with them. So we've got to do something different. Now, I will also encourage you to take one more note before I move forward. The biggest objection people have to utilizing video email is, Matt, everything we do right from our CRM. Matt, all the video email companies can copy stuff, you know, like into my CRM when they send an email, but gosh, my salespeople, I've already gotten them to finally use the CRM. I don't want them to use another tool. This is too much. This is too much work. This is too confusing. Here's what I want to tell every one of you on here, whether you are a salesperson or a sales manager. I want to ask you a question. What's more important, them checking the box in your stupid CRM, or them engaging the customer so they come in and spend money with your store? Let me ask that question again. What's more important, your salespeople checking the box in your stupid CRM, or your salespeople creating engagement with the customer so they will come to your store and spend money? I think all of you would agree, at the end of the day, you want that consumer to come into your dealership and do business with you. The good news is you can put them in your CRM then. The challenge you have right now with video email and your CRMs is that oftentimes we're so worried about just collecting info and dumping it in the CRM so that we could email blast them later, we forget that there's a human being on the other end of the keyboard that we have to engage with. So let's talk about the available places you can go to get video email. There are a lot of different routes you can go, and we'll start with the first one, which is free, which is YouTube, that you can actually utilize for sending video emails. But there are more companies than this out there. There's Authentic, which is spelled really awkward, A-U-T-H-N-T-K. There are some other ones that say they have apps on the App Store that actually don't work that Chris and I have tried here in our office. But these are the main ones we're going to touch on today because they seem to be the best known and have the best functionality. So we're going to dig into the benefits of each of them and some of the downfalls just briefly so that you can make a well-informed decision. But let me start with YouTube, because I love YouTube. I can tell you that when we started with video emails, when we started making video a priority in our emails, we really, really love YouTube, so we used it a lot. One of the best things about YouTube is it costs zero, right? So it's easy to buy into. Hey, cool, I'm going to do YouTube, it's free. The challenge is, don't look at that embed code as something you're going to put in your email. If you know coding, if you're doing HTML emails that allow you to embed your videos, you can do that. But the real reason I'm showing you this embed code is that a lot of dealers love having landing pages where there's a form where someone can convert or reply or things like that. So if you utilize YouTube properly, you can create a video, you can mark it unlisted, you can copy that link, put it in your email, and you can say to a customer, hey, I'm just sending you a quick video. I was thinking about you, Eliana. I know you loved this C-Class Mercedes that you looked at, so click the link below because there's something I want to show you that I think you're going to love. And people may click on it, and that would be great. Now, the cool thing is once they land on that page, YouTube now gives you the ability to do cards. So you used to have to draw annotations all over. Now, if you've got another video that might be relevant to that customer, you can actually do a YouTube card in the video. Those are those things popping out on the right side. And that way, when they're watching your video, they could see a little card roll out that says, hey, you might like this video too, Eliana. Click here. And that way, they can be pointed deeper down the rabbit hole for deeper engagement with you. So those are the really cool things about YouTube. And, of course, like I said, you could also, if you prefer, you can record your YouTube video, embed it on a page on your website, and then you can give them a link to that page on your website when you email them. Now, there are challenges with YouTube. It takes time. Challenge number one, it takes time. It really does. But challenge number two, and this is more concerning, and I actually shared this tip when we did the How to Create Videos That Don't Suck webinar with DealerOn.
Right.
There's a big problem. Most dealers, once they start utilizing YouTube for their videos that they're going to put in email, they realize it's a lot of work. And so we start shortcutting. And the biggest area of all that's concerning is we don't make these videos unlisted. So the challenge is, and I'm not going to name the dealer on the screen, but I'll tell you that this video I'm showing you, that dealer now, their consultant buys our product and uses video email through us instead of doing it this way now. But the challenge is, like, for example, in this video, this person sent this video to one customer, Heidi, specifically. But look how many times this video has been watched. Now, this isn't a video of a car. It's just, hey, I tried to call you. But this video is public. So what this means is not only did Heidi see this video, but maybe she watched it twice, but 12 or 13 other random strangers got to learn about what Heidi's shopping for and where Heidi is shopping. Oops, Heidi might not be excited about you telling the world she's thinking about buying a car from you. And if your dealership is known, let's say, for like credit restoration or things like that, holy cow, how embarrassed could Heidi be if you're telling everybody, hey, Heidi's got some credit issues and we're trying to help her buy a car, come to our dealership. Now, note to self, they didn't say that in this video. But I want you to remember, YouTube's a great option. Just make sure you do the important things. Thing number one, write this down. If you're doing it through YouTube, make that video unlisted. Thing number two, if you're doing it on YouTube, even if it's unlisted, if someone gets the link, they can watch it. So thing number two, don't say any personal information in that video if it's going on YouTube. Meaning, don't say a name, like a last name, a phone number, a social security number, an appointment time, anything about their credit. Be careful, just so you don't get yourself in trouble. And actually, more important, so you don't make the customer feel like you don't care. So that's YouTube. YouTube's cool. Great options, $0, but you got to be a little careful with it, and it takes a little work. Now, paid platform-wise, there's 1, 2, 3 I'm going to touch on. Auto Videos is our platform. It's actually powered by BombBomb, and we're their automotive arm, if you will. So here's the big thing. There's also CoVideo, very similar, and iJot. Now, the benefit of paid platforms, no matter which one of these you choose, the benefits about a paid platform are they are just flat easier to use. They've already done the legwork, the hard work. We've all already done that to make it click, record, send, right? Pre-built templates, all that jazz. So iJot, CoVideo, Auto Videos powered by BombBomb, all easier to use than YouTube. If they're easier to use, it also saves you time. So like I said to you, time is not something you can get more of, and it is also not something you can give back. So you want to make sure that you weigh the cost financially with the time that it's going to take you to make videos to see whether or not you're better off utilizing YouTube, for example, or whether you're better off on a paid platform. So let's just touch on a couple things with these paid platforms to kind of give you a better idea of what each of them excel in and where it may be beneficial to you, right? Let's razzle-dazzle you here. All right. I'm going to start with CoVideo. So CoVideo has been around for quite a while. Actually, you know, my friend David Villa over at Auto Dealer Live with IPD Mail, they use CoVideo to do like email blasts and stuff like that. Pretty cool stuff. Their tool is pretty robust. Gives you the ability to have a mobile app that you can use from your iPhone, I believe Android phones as well. So you can literally, if you've built a template and stuff like that, you can actually record it from your phone when you're on the go and send it out to somebody so that, you know, you can create a quality content video no matter where you're at. Other great things about it, when someone watches your video, ding, you get a notification, which is cool. And obviously you can upload your contacts into it as long as you've got permission, and you can put different scripts in the footer and stuff like that. So really good stuff there. Some of the challenges that we actually tried it before we partnered with BombBomb. Some of the challenges are it takes a little time to get used to the platform to build your stuff out, so be prepared to spend some time with it if you're going to do it, and you pay by the number of contacts that you put into the database. So you know, if you've got more than, let's say, a couple thousand people, right? If you've been selling cars for 5 or 10 years, you probably got 2,000-3,000 people that you're emailing right now out of your CRM. It scales up pretty quickly. You know, once you get over a couple thousand, you could be paying $100 a month, $150 a month per person at your dealership. So if you've got 10 salespeople and you're paying $100 a month, you're spending $1,000 a month for video email. Now, is it worth it? Yeah. But just know, it can get a little expensive if you're not really managing and utilizing it well as far as the number of contacts you got in there. iJot was the first one we ever played with. Our buddy Jay Scowron used to be the iJot guy, and now he isn't. Now he works with us. iJot is fast, easy, and here's the best part about iJot. It's $100 a year. It is so affordable. It's almost as cheap as YouTube. But iJot is a great tool if you know you're only emailing iPhone users or people watching it on their desktop. The downside to iJot is it still depends heavily on flash technology. So on an Android phone, for example, it doesn't even play. And the way, I don't know why it doesn't, because there are other things that could work around it. But you have to understand coding and actually build out and code your own template in a way that will tell it to talk to an Android phone. And iJot does not do that. They don't support that, they don't do it, and they can't help. But if you've got some coding experience or you've got a great developer on staff at your dealership, iJot can be a $100 solution that's fantastic for you. Now, upsides to CoVideo and iJot as well, by the way, you not only have an app for the phone, for the iPhone, but you can also send video emails right from your desktop browser. So utilizing Google Chrome or Safari or whatever, you can log in, record a video with your webcam, So from any laptop, because they're always built in, or an iMac, or you can snap a webcam on your Windows monitor, but you can literally send it from anywhere. So it's wonderful. Now, like I said, if you've got a good coder or developer on staff that can build you out a workaround for Android recipients, then iJot could be a very affordable $99 a year awesome email video tool.
Well, would they have to work out something for each video? Like every video put out?
No, great question, Eliana. Nope. They would just have to like build a template. A lot of us do a template that mirrors something close to your website. So with iJot, you just have to have someone build something into that template that would tell it if it's an Android device to show a different thing, rather than populating like a preview of the video, it would have to populate like a link that says click here to watch the video. And that's the only downside to it. We actually liked it. We thought it was a really neat tool, but that was just, if an Android user got it, it was ugly. On the flip side of that, the only other downside is this. I'm an Apple guy. I'm an iPhone user, but not everybody is. A lot of people are Android loyal, right? It's like almost like a Ford and Chevy war, Android versus iPhone war. So, are you an Android user?
Heck yeah, I am. It's awesome.
Well, this is the part where I was going to mute you, but I forgot you have ultimate control over this. That's the thing,
right?
You
do realize there's more Android users in the United States than there are Apple users, right?
You know, funny enough, there are. And that's because there are like 20 or 30 different companies that slap their version of Android on a phone, right? It's also why it doesn't work as well. Just kidding. Sort of. But here's the only downside, though, and this is the tough part. Because just like what you just said, if you go in any dealership, you're going to have a 50-50 split of people that utilize any Android phone, for example. And if they do, they can't use iJot from their phone because iJot does not have an Android app. So keep that in mind. There's a reason that something's $100 a month, and there's a reason something's $100 a year. The $100 a year doesn't do what the $100 a month one does. So keep that in mind. Last but not least is ours, which is powered by BombBomb. And it does basically everything you want, plus some landing pages and automated campaigns and things like that. iPhone, Android, from your desktop, the whole ball of wax. Now, here's a key thing for you to write down with any platform that you're looking at. This is critical. So write this down. When you're choosing a third-party video email tool, you must have the ability to look at what's happening once the person gets the email. So tracking. You want to know if you've sent an email with links in it, right? To your used car department, to your new car department. Let's say you paste a link into the body of the email. You want to be notified when they click on any of those links so you can actually take appropriate action. For example, if I send an email to Eliana, like the one you see on the screen, and she clicks the link that says Spanish for our Spanish websites, as soon as I see that, I may actually get right back in my app and send a video to Eliana that says, hey, caught you looking. I noticed you clicked the link about our Spanish websites. I just want to make sure you know that I'm available today between 3 and 4 o'clock if you've got any questions. I can take action immediately if I know what she does on my email. Now, the good news is all three providers I just told you about, our product, CoVideo and iJot, all will notify you when people click, when they watch your video. They'll notify you when people click predetermined stuff that's built into your template. But the other guys, I don't know what you have to do with CoVideo to get it, you know, notified if there's something else in the body of the email. And with iJot, I don't believe you even get a notification there. Again, you get what you pay for a little bit with iJot. But other critical things to keep in mind too, I wouldn't say critical, but some helpful information. When you're looking at video email, one of the biggest challenges that your salespeople have and that managers have with doing video email is they don't know what to say. You know, we're so busy looking at ourselves in the camera, right? And we're going, God, I look fat. Man, that adds 10 pounds. My hairline looks horrible. Oh, man, I should have shaved today. Oh, I wore the wrong shirt. I'll do it tomorrow. So what happens is people stop before they get started, right? So having the ability to go into your video email tool and pre-populate scripts for your people, or at least guides for them to use, is a really handy thing. So if you're looking at iJot or Covideo, ask them if they have the ability to do that. I know we do, but I don't know if everybody else does on that end. So just make sure you check, or Authentic if you look at their video platform. Just see, hey, can we pre-populate words in there for our people to read when they're recording the video so that they're not so afraid? If you can't, just make sure you have the script by you on the screen, right? Pull it up in a Word document or have it written on a piece of paper what you want to say so that when you're sending that email to the customer, you don't bumble and stumble and look like a silly goose, right? You want to make sure that you come across professional but still authentic. Now, we have another poll question about something that I asked you guys earlier. And this one, Eliana, if I'm not mistaken, is the one that's going to get someone 3 free months of video email, isn't it?
What? No.
Oh, just kidding. That's the question at the end. I just wanted to warm people up.
Good job. Drink some more vodka, Matt, while you're at it. All right, here we go.
Gosh.
Here we go. All right, audience. Your second and final poll question is on the screen now. We'd love it if you get involved. So here's the question. When it comes to video, are you doing any of these? For this one, answer all that apply. We want to know all of them that you are currently doing, or if you're not doing anything, then you know you can always pick the last answer. Okay, so are you doing videos in the follow-up emails that you send out? Are you doing videos in your bulk email marketing? Do you pay a third party to send videos out for you? Or, hey, maybe your service department does videos. You know, they're really cool. You know, like, oh, your brake pads are low and your calipers need replacing. Look, check it out. You can see it here. And they send the video out, right? Or is it the last answer? Nope. All right. So when it comes to video, are you doing any of these? Follow-up emails, video in your bulk email marketing, third-party people who are doing videos for you, or service department videos? Or is the answer no? So we already have a great majority of the votes that have come in. Audience, you guys rock today. Thank you so much. Also want to let you know we're going to be coming up to the Q&A session very shortly. So we're here. We're ready to help you find your pot of gold with video email marketing. So send those questions in for today's webinar presenter, Matt Koenig. We're going to be getting to those very soon. All right, Matt, if you're ready, I'm going to close this poll and share the results.
I'm ready like spaghetti. Let's do this.
What does that mean, ready like spaghetti?
I don't know, but I think, you know what,
you're not even Italian.
No, but we need this, though. We have to have this while doing the poll stuff. Like, it's important for... That's it. All right, poll results.
Wow. Sorry, audience. All right, let's see what the audience had to say. When it comes to video... What are you guys doing out there? Okay, a third of today's audience, 33%, said they are using videos in their follow-up emails. Wow, that's great. You know, that's funny that we have that because we have Elise Kephart is going to be coming on in the next couple of weeks. So for you 33% of people out there and everyone else as well, you might want to check that out as well. She's going to talk to you about how to do follow-up emails using video.
Yeah, she uses our platform, actually.
Yeah, she's wonderful. Okay, 7% of today's audience said that they do their videos in their bulk email marketing. Okay, only 7%, Matt. Is that what you were thinking?
I knew it was going to be low because most bulk email does not include video, but I didn't realize it was going to be that low. Well, that's cool. Right. I'm going to show people a way that they can do it, so that's nice.
All right. Only 3% of today's audience say that they pay a third party to send out videos for them.
Good.
10% of today's audience said that they use videos in their service department. Actually, I thought that number was going to be a little higher, too.
I did, too.
And 63% of today's audience said, nope.
Wow.
Wow. Indeed.
That's crazy. You know what? But that's good, right? So the great thing about that poll, especially that last one, means that there is an abundance of opportunity. And the cool thing is, even with the folks that are using it, 1 in 3, the cool thing is that from these numbers, that means for every single person on this webinar, there is an abundance of opportunity to really make a deeper connection with your customers. So whether 1/3 of you are using it just in your follow-up, but you're not doing any other stuff, whatever it may be, in your email marketing, every single one of you has the opportunity to engage more people quickly and easily, and that means you can turn up the profit like you're turning on the faucet. This will be your pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. So that's awesome. Awesome.
Serious pot of gold. That's right. That's right. Now, don't forget to send in your questions. We're going to be getting to that Q&A session very shortly. All right, Matt, take it away.
Okay, so let's talk about engineering the perfect video. And, of course, for this, we had to show a very crafty Irish engineer. Because who else is going to perfect the art of drinking? Can I get an amen right now?
Amen.
I'm sure that everybody just said that. Okay, so here's the deal. When sending out an email, whether it's a follow-up video email or whether it's a video email for marketing, we have to actually take the time to not script it out, but we need to kind of have a guide, right? There's some basic things we need to do to make sure they're going to receive a quality product that's going to engage them, right? We have to find a way to quote-unquote razzle-dazzle them when they see it. So the first thing you got to do is just smile. Now, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I know that we can't hear the audience. There are 37 of you that are listening right now in this exact second. Do me a favor. Smile. No one can see you but you. Smile. That, if it didn't feel natural, is a problem. We all should be smiling, right? Even when it's not St. Patty's and you're not drinking. Smiling is the first thing in a video email, and everything then falls in line if you start with a smile. As you're doing your video email, you want to show and tell. Typical email, right, that we're used to sending is just telling. But you've got the opportunity to show. Now, remember, in 1973, I believe it was, there was a UCLA study about communication. And what they said was 7% of our communication comes through the words that we use. I think it was 28% of our communication comes through tone and inflection. And then the other, what is it, 55%, 60, something. It's your body language, okay? But if any piece of that communication is missing, it all falls apart, right? Even if 7% is the words, I could have great body language and super tone and inflection, but if I go, I'm not saying anything, so it's dead. Maybe I have very eloquent words and I'm well studied, but if I talk like a robot when I'm explaining this to someone, they're going to quickly fall asleep and close my email. And the same happens if I have great tone and inflection. I use the right words with people, but if I stand there stiff as a board, they won't engage. So the beautiful thing about video email is you get the opportunity to engage other communication senses, right? You can show them your body language. You can get your tone and inflection in there, and you can use great words, and you can type great words. All of this will lead to, ultimately, engaging with them on an emotional level, right? I always kind of live by this motto, right? If you can make somebody laugh, you win. If they smile, right? If they smile, boom, then we've got something there. If I can't make them smile, and I don't care if they're laughing at me because I'm doing something ridiculous, because sometimes I just do, just for fun. If I can put a smile on their face and the other person can't, who would you rather connect with, right? Who would you rather go buy a car from? Who would you rather do business with? Somebody who puts a smile on your face or somebody who puts you to sleep but really has a lot of good information? With the internet out there, we can get all the info that we need. What we're looking for when we go shop for a car is somebody who is not going to treat us like crap. We want somebody who we think might be there to service us after the sale. We want to feel special. We want to feel like somebody cares. You can give them that feeling in your videos. And the best part is, it doesn't have to be perfect. Right? I mean, this isn't the Oscars. You're not Leonardo DiCaprio. You're not finally winning your first Oscar for the movie The Revenant. Here's all you have to do is just try. And I'm going to show you an example of somebody right here who takes the customer out on the lot with them just to send them a video email. And her name is Carol. This doesn't have to be an epic production. You don't have to take a camcorder on the lot. You have a phone. Your phone has a camera. You can make a video just like Carol does here. So let me show you.
Hi, this is Carol of Crown Motors. I just wanted to send you a quick video saying thank you for your interest in doing business with us and for taking the time to talk with me. Just give me a call or send me an email if you have any additional questions, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Have a great day.
Now, here's the crazy thing. Carol, who is, I don't know, early 20s, really cool, very friendly person. Carol was, like, newer to the dealership. I don't think she's been in the business more than a year. But I can tell you in 3 or 4 months, she sent over 700 video emails to people. Over 700 in a few months. This girl was in beast mode. Now, in a dealership group where they, in their group, they tried a couple people at each store, so maybe like six people, I think, had video email. She was the only one that owned it. Now, this is crazy. In a couple months, over 700 video emails. Just like what you see here. She took the time to walk out and set herself apart from every other person. Now, here's what I know. Her competitors in the market, because I know the market, they're local here, I know they're not doing it. And here's what I know. She saw the rewards from doing so. Now, the other thing, though, is with your video email, it doesn't always have to be, hey, this is Matt. I hope that you buy a car for me. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that you know we're here to serve you. Hey, we have the best price. It doesn't have to be that. I'm going to take just a moment of your time right now, guys, and I'm going to share something with you that's somebody's creative way of connecting with the customer. And you may have already seen this. Some of you may have. But this is Thornton Road Hyundai, and this is something they did when they didn't get a call back, right? This is like a funny little video they made from not getting contacted back by the customer. So let's watch together.
Uh-oh, I'm not hearing it, Matt.
Uh-oh, what about now?
Okay, there you go.
I'd be the one who's been calling you. I've emailed and called and sent texts out to something, I'm giving up on you.
Love the people in the background too, all teared up.
They've come on too strong. I just wanted to have your conversation
alone. Now here's the thing.
That's really funny. Did that guy on the right, did he have an onion in front of his eyes, or really? Like,
I don't know.
It was very
nice. It was great. I mean, like, I watch it and I want to cry. And it's just, it's silliness, right? But here's the cool thing. We can be silly. It's okay. For some reason, you know, years ago, our industry used to be ridiculous, right? I mean, listen, that's why they made things like the movie Used Cars, right? We did crazy stuff. We've still got, you know, people putting blow-up gorillas and crazy arm guy on their roof. But even though there were a lot of negative stereotypes and negative things in our industry back in the day, it was also very fun. Right? There were other things that were fun. Going to a car dealership, you know, it was like a carnival. People did just ridiculous stuff. And then someone came along and told all of us that, no, it's supposed to be more like going to your bank. Yeah, because going to my bank is a freaking thrill, right? There's nothing exciting about banking. Especially, I mean, there's not. And somebody told us, I think Joe Verde wanted us all to look like IBM. Now, while he had a lot of great stuff with sales training, you know, he and a lot of other trainers went in and sold everybody a bill of goods that we all had to become boring and businesslike, and we all had to be the banker. And I'm here to challenge that and say, that's not true. People want to do business with people that are fun. And what those folks at Thornton Road Hyundai did right there was stupid in a good way. It was so flippin' silly. It just, you can't help but giggle. And they sold themselves on this being so emotional. You know, like they got fake tears in their eyes. You know, they're wiping their eyes. And she's singing like her life is going to come to an end because you don't call her back. We need to be willing to do stuff like that.
You know, I'm curious to find out if the person that they sent that video to actually did reach out to them afterwards. But even if they didn't, really, did they lose anything? They didn't lose anything. It couldn't have gone worse. So at the very least, either the person still ignored them, or at best case scenario, they did reach out, or they, even better, they shared it on social media and said, look what these people did. They sent me this video. Isn't it funny? You know what I mean?
Bingo. And that video is not personalized, so it is on YouTube, and I would imagine they sent it to more than one person. But I know I found it because someone else posted it on Facebook and said, oh my God, this is so great, you got to see it. So the thing is, cool thing is, when you do fun, silly stuff, it can create a ripple effect, but most important, it can tell somebody you're willing to go out on a limb just to be different than everyone else. And really, isn't that kind of nice? Don't you want to be different than the people you compete with? So yeah, so some of that does take some work, right? Some time, some willingness to get a little silly and set your pride aside. But the cool thing about it is, no matter what, doing video email can be extremely fast and easy. Now, Eliana got to watch me do a video email yesterday, and here's the cool thing. I recorded that, and I'm going to show you how fast and easy on our platform, of course, because I don't use somebody else's. I'll show you how fast and easy it was to create that video email. So watch this.
So how easy is it to send a video email? Let me show you. If you're using this, let's say from your desktop, using our platform, you simply click send, and I'm going to send it to Chris. Chris at vdaspanish.com. Now he's already in my list, so his name came up. Now in the title, I'm going to say video email from Matt, or actually, I'm going to say something better. I'm going to say this. You need to read this. Now, I'm not saying put it all in caps. I'm just doing it so you can see how it's done. Now down here, all I'm going to do is press record, and it's going to give me a little countdown. Hey, Chris, this is Matt. Just wanted to let you know that everything's going great. And, oh, my gosh, there's something important that I have to tell you. And I don't want to do a video email. So call me right away. 269-312-1787. Thanks, bro. Later.
I forgot I put my cell phone number on this.
Once that's done, all you have to do is type a message down here if you want. Take a second to watch this video. It is important. Now, look at that thumbnail. Horrible, right? Everybody hates
it. I look like I'm going to the bathroom.
For example, you can mouse over it and just be like, and make yourself look even scarier. Or you can go like that, or you can go whatever you want to do. And mouse over the thumbnail. Now, I've done that. All I have to do is hit send. Boom. Now this email will go to Chris. See, sending your email.
Now, that was a walkthrough where I was explaining to you how to do it, right? And the whole thing was, what, less 60 seconds? So sending video email is fast and it's easy. And it's even easier right from your cell phone, by the way. You just pull it up, open the app, boom, shoot the video, and hit send. Awesome stuff. Now here's what else is neat. I started typing Chris's name in there. But, for example, some of you that are on this webinar, if you attended my previous Dealer on Webby, you probably got a video email from me this morning going, hey, just a reminder, my Dealer on Webby's coming. All I typed in was the word Dealer on, and boom, it pulled up your names. Now, here's one more piece before we get wrapping this up. The cool thing about most of these third-party platforms, not iJob, but us in CoVideo, I know, is that it's more than just outbound email. Good platforms give you the ability to also do stuff like what you see on the screen. I'm a big believer. I think it's so cool to be able to get testimonials from customers. But sometimes we don't want to kill, like they're in the middle of the sale, they just bought from us, they spent 4 hours waiting for F&I, they finally come out of there, we're hoping they still like us, and now going, oh, by the way, can we record a quick video testimonial? They might not want to. But the cool thing is you can send an email out to folks and say, hey, you know, if you had a great buying experience, which you said you did, blah, 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 would you do me a favor, click here, and let us know how you felt. And it can take them right to a page on your website, a landing page, or a landing page right from like a platform like ours. You can create a form like this, and what you see on the screen that says contact us with a video, they can actually record a video right there from their computer or their phone. I can't speak for anybody else's platform, but like on ours, right from their mobile phone, they can reply to you and record a video even if they don't have the app because it's just that intelligent.
Wait a minute. They can respond to you with their own video?
Yeah. So when I send a video email to you, I can click an option that says choose to show reply with video at the top. Then at the top of the screen, like when I'm recording my video, I can say, by the way, have a little fun and reply with a video. Click the link at the top of this email. And when they click it, it'll just say, grant permission to use your microphone, yes. Grant permission to use your camera, yes. And then they'll see their video camera come up, and they just hit the record button. And once they're done, they hit send. uploads, sends. No app to install, nothing. That's our platform. I don't know who else has it, but yeah. So the cool thing is you can engage with a customer and say, hey, leave us a testimonial on our website, and when they record it, it'll actually email and let you know. So video email is more than just your outbound stuff. Now, the other great thing, because very few people, 7%, said, hey, when we do video marketing, we don't use, or when we do email marketing, we don't use video. That means 93% of you, or yeah, 7% said they use it, which means 93% of you don't. That email I just showed you how to do, I can literally, in the same amount of time, have that go out to 2,500 people right now. Because once your customer base that you've already got permission to market to is uploaded into the platform, ours, GoVideos, who's ever's, you can record a video email and send it to the whole list. And the best part is it blind carving copies, so every one of them feels like it was sent individually to them. And here's what's better. You can, with the better third-party platforms, you can actually create rules that if somebody reads the email, or if you send an email to somebody that's the, hey, Eliana, you're the best email, I can put her into what we call a drip, so that 7 days later, I've already pre-recorded another video that says, hey, a week ago I sent this email to you, Eliana, so I just wanted to touch base again and remind you of A, B, C, and D. Or if I sell a car to somebody, I can add them to a drip so that 6 months before their lease is up, a video goes out that says, hey, I just want to send you a quick video and remind you your lease is up in 6 months. To the consumer, I just recorded that. But I recorded it the day they bought their car. So there's a lot of cool things you can do with automation that feels personalized in video email. So, of course, you can ask more questions about that later.
When we think about video
Oops, email. Boom. Sorry. I just told you everything that video was going to say. So I'm giving you a couple resources so that you can do your due diligence and explore the platforms that we talked about today. First one, of course, you can go to our site, which is koenig.co, K-O-N-I-G.co. Click on the video email link at the top. You don't have to type that whole long URL. You can go to covideo.com. Ours is .co. That's not a typo. You can go to covideo.com to check out their platform, ijot.com for theirs, and, of course, if you've never heard of YouTube, welcome to the world. YouTube.com, of course, you can go to play with them and upload videos and stuff like that. Action items. Here's what I want to encourage you to do after today's Webby. First and foremost, visit all the sites. Don't just go to one. Visit them all. Check them all out. Understand the differences. Two, if you're in a leadership role, talk to your whole sales team and show them the different options. See which tools they'll actually be willing to use. Because, gosh, if they're not going to use it, don't write a check, number one. And number two, you don't want to shove something down their throat and make them feel like they're forced to do it, or they definitely won't use it. Number three, get your leadership team committed as well. I know with us, for example, if one of my people has a meeting with somebody and they want me to reach out to them, I send a video email to them. As the CEO of the company, I drop a video email to people. I can't tell you how many times I get someone who replies back and goes, man, I've never had the CEO of a company send me a video email just to say thank you. That was pretty cool. So you can make a big impact, leaders. If you'll actually be part of the process too. And the good news for you as a manager, as a leader, is you can pre-record all your videos. Hey, I just want to say thanks for stopping in, or hey, I just want to say thanks for giving us a shot. And then when your salesperson tells you, hey, email Bob Smith at, abc.com, you can just pick your video and send it. You don't have to re-record a new one every time. But guess what? In 3 seconds, you could personalize one and go, hey, Bob, just wanted to say thanks, and it'll be worth it. Last but not least, when you get on one of these platforms and you make a decision, practice by sending yourself videos until you feel comfortable enough to send it to the stranger. Don't practice on the customer the first time. Shoot a video, send it to yourself, take a look at it. You may notice a backdrop could be better or something like that, right? You may notice you were standing in front of the sloppy guy who's back there smoking cigarettes and hacking up a lung because you didn't realize it because you were looking at yourself when you were recording it. So, shoot it, send it to yourself, and see where the best place and best lighting would be to send a quality video email. But that's it. 4 simple steps to make your video emails amazing, and most importantly, to find your pot of gold and create your own luck on St. Paddy's Day. Now, I'm going to pass the mic back to Eliana.
Matt, thank you so much. That was awesome. All right, audience. We're here. We're ready to help you find your pot of gold with your video emailing. And if you want some more advice or maybe a specific way to handle something or you just have a question for our today's Dealer On webinar speaker, Matt Koenig, send it on in. We're going to get your questions in just a moment. Before we go any further, hey, Matt, how you doing, handsome? Before we go any further, I want to tell you there are two great handouts in the handouts section of your GoToWebinar interface. Make sure you stop by the handouts section and check it out. First, of course, you have the slide deck from today's presentation, so you can download that very easily. But the second one, and Matt, you might want to jump on in here and explain a little bit more. It's called the Video Email Auto Guide.
Yeah, so I'll explain what that is. It is a big deal. So I mentioned it earlier. Our platform is powered by BombBomb.com. And some of you could just go to BombBomb.com if you want. The only difference between going direct to them and us is that in our platform, we actually have 33 scripts for salespeople built in and 13 management scripts. And it's actually cheaper to go direct through us since they don't have a presence in automotive. But this guide was put together by them, and we chose their platform for a reason. This guide walks you through step-by-step different types of emails that you can send, different best practices. It's definitely worth the download. So if you're not familiar with the GoToWebinar control panel on the right side or whatever down below where it says handouts, click the little triangle so that it'll open up, and make sure you download that handout. It is really, really helpful. And then you'll see my email address at the end. Email me if you've got questions on it, but very good handout.
I agree, absolutely. It's pretty cool. Okay, so download that. It's in PDF form. Very, very easy download. Okay, let's get to the fun stuff, Matt. Not that your presentation wasn't fun, but now I get to put on my other hat, my Monty Hall hat, maybe. Monty Hall gives away prizes, right? Or is he dead?
I think so.
Well, whatever. Okay, so
Bob Barker.
Bob Barker, he's retired. Who is a good game show host that gives away prizes? Anyway.
Drew Carey, right? Doesn't he? Okay, he's the prizes right now.
That's right. Okay. It's that time, if you missed it at the beginning of the webinar, I announced that our good friends over at Kona Co. are giving away a really cool prize today on the webinar. One of you lucky webinar attendees is going to win 90 days of video emails, compliments of Kona Co. That's 3 months of powerful face-to-face connections with your customers and prospects. This prize is valued at about $500. Very cool. Very awesome. So get to your keyboards. Get ready, everyone. First person to write in the correct response to our giveaway question is going to be winning this sweet prize today. Now, vendors, you know we love you. We love having you. This prize really isn't meant for you, though, all right? We're going to try and give it to a dealership. It is intended for dealership personnel, so we're going to ask you to please sit this one out. And here we go. Good luck, everyone. I hope you guys are paying attention. The question is, what year did companies start to pay hackers to steal email addresses in order to send advertisements? Basically, we're asking for the year that email marketing was born.
By the way, do you know how much I love that hackers were paid to steal email addresses? I don't love it now because they steal credit card numbers too, but I sure love that somebody was like, hey, let's get a hacker to go grab these.
I mean,
I don't know why I'm so impressed.
Very ingenious. Very ingenious. Okay, not a lot of people got it right. As a matter of fact, I would say like the first 12 people who wrote in got it wrong. But the first person to get it right, Josh Fillmore, you are today's DealerOn webinar winner. Congratulations,
Ooh, congrats,
Josh. You just won yourself 3 months of video awesomeness from our friends over at Kona Co. Josh Fillmore, I need you to write on in. Make sure I have your email and phone number. Congratulations, Josh Fillmore. I'd love to know what dealership you're from, too, so I can give you a proper send-off. Now, for all of you who played along, thank you so much for playing along. We do really appreciate it. Oh, I guess I should say the proper answer was 1993.
The year I graduated high
school. What? That was the year email marketing was born. Okay, Josh Fillmore is with some company called Regional Wholesale. I don't know where they're from. Maybe Josh will let me know what city they're from. Josh, hint, hint. But listen, if you didn't win today, it's all right. It's all right. Just come on back for another DealerOn webinar, and who knows, that could be the time you win a great prize on a DealerOn webinar. Okay. Oh, I have some more information now. Josh Fillmore works at an independent dealership, Regional Wholesale, And they're awesome. Out of Haines City, Florida. Thank you so much, Josh. Congratulations. Thank you, everyone, for playing along. And, of course, we got to thank our good friends over at Koenig Co. for their great generosity. Josh is very excited. He's ready for you to contact him.
Awesome. Josh, you're going to love it. You are going to love it, I promise you.
I love it. Josh, you're going to be hearing directly from our friends over at Koenig Co. All right? All right. Let's get started with your questions. Oh, you didn't even go to the next slide, Maddie Matt.
I'm on the questions slide, aren't I?
Oh. No.
Oh, the prize alert. I'm so sorry.
Prize alert.
I had those backwards, see?
Yeah.
Prize alert.
Yeah, prize alert. Then, go to the next one. The next
one.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. This one?
There you go. Yes, the one with your mugshot on it. I like it.
Sorry about that.
All right, audience, you got some questions? Send them on in. Let's get to those questions right now. First one came in pretty early. This one was from Ben. And he says, is it better to use a template or to send personal email you type yourself?
So good question. So if you're just talking about typing an email, I would say it's always better to personalize it because otherwise chances are someone else is sending the same template. When it comes to video email, my personal opinion is it's always better to take the 8 seconds required to press record. That way you can use the person's name. However, if you're in a high-volume place, maybe you're a guy like I'm like Davenport, who's a 30-car guy, who still personalizes stuff, by the way. But if you're in a busy, busy place where you can't record it all the time, a template's okay as long as you record one that feels very personal. But always, always personalization is better if you can.
All right. Ben, if you have a follow-up question, send it on in. All right. Don, he simply couldn't believe what you told. So he wrote again. iJot doesn't have an Android app?
No, they do not. And it's sad, too, because when we started using it a year and a half ago, we started with it and tried it and bought and paid for it. And we asked, and they were gonna, and their guy that was the guy selling it literally just started working with us yesterday because we have it and they don't.
Wowza. All right. Well, Don, thank you so much for the question. Next one comes to you from Tony. Oh, it's not really a question. It's more of a statement. Tony says, we use autosonvideo.com, really great tool, and it hits all of the must-haves, according to Matt. So,
right on.
He loves it.
I actually don't know them, so I'll have to check it out.
Okay. All right, last couple
of questions. Got to know the competition, right?
I know. Last couple of questions. Now, this is funny. We have two different Christophers. So Christopher number one writes in, how do you embed the video and or thumbnail of the video in the email so that it will display in the various readers?
Great question. So with a tool like ours, for example, it automatically does that. You don't have to do anything. With YouTube, you can't unless your email client supports HTML email where you can adjust the code. So with YouTube, what you typically do is put a link in. Now, some people like to try and put a picture in there so it looks like a thumbnail. And if you're using like Gmail, for example, you can click on it and add a link to it. But boy, oh boy, it's a pain in the behind. And you don't want to end up in spam. I'll give you a little bit of a hint how platforms like ours work, for example. The majority of that email is a thumbnail, and it's clickable. So what happens is when you see one like the one that I recorded on the screen earlier, when you get it, it looks like there's a play button and everything. They click play, it actually takes them to a landing page, which is why, and here's the great thing, all those links are trackable. Because instead, you know, people turn off their read receipts so you don't know if they actually read it. But once they touch that email, everything is trackable from there on out. So unless you've got HTML coding experience and an email client that allows you to adjust the code, you don't embed it. You just put a link. Good question. Very good question.
Very good question, Christopher. Now, if you have a follow-up question, send it on in. Now we're on to Christopher number two.
Razzle-dazzle me, Eliana.
All right, I'm trying. Christopher number two says, Matt, you have seen some of my videos. You probably
yes,
know
I
which
have.
Christopher that is. Okay. I just started sending video text message. What is your thoughts on this?
Don't. Here's
what?
Why.
What?
Yes. I know it sounds contradictory, but here's why, Chris. And I'll tell you, I'm an iPhone user, so with iMessage, right, I did that a lot. Here's the problem. When you send a video text, it eats bandwidth, huge, right, because you're sending a video attachment. And so that person, if they're, like, not on T-Mobile with unlimited whatever, even though it's crappy service, if they're on AT&T or whatever, man, they might start to hate you. Send them a link instead. If you're recording it on YouTube, and maybe that's what you meant, but if you're recording it and uploading it to YouTube, excuse me, unlisted, then copy the link and text them a link and say, hey, I made a video for you. Click this, you know, when you get a chance to watch the video so they know. Then they may be a little more receptive, and because then they're choosing to go watch a video and they know it. But if you text a video to somebody and it's pulling that whole thing in, I can tell you I have a 20 gigabyte AT&T plan, and I went over it by 4 gigabytes last month.
What?
So I use 24 gigs of data in a month. Granted, I do a lot with video when I'm driving my car and stuff like that. Don't judge. But don't text them a video. Text them a link, please, for your benefit.
Wow. All right. Great question.
Great idea, Chris.
No, I mean, you know, it's like when you open that door to using more technology in your process, you're like, well, where's that line where it's actually doing you more harm than good, or, you know, maybe customers don't appreciate it as much as you think they would. And so that was really great feedback, Matt. Thank you for that. Okay, a couple last-minute questions that came in. Randy, he says, unfortunately, I had a customer and I missed most of the webinar. Will it be available to review? Why, yes, it will, Randy. Thank you for asking. We are recording this right now, and I will be posting this online and sending out the link by email to everyone in a few hours. So don't worry, you'll be getting that recording link just a little bit later on today, all right? Tony wrote in, why do salespeople turn into schoolgirls when I point a camera at them? Men turn into cowards.
Now, wait.
I brought light to this earlier at the very, very beginning of the webinar, because I said, you know, you did it with such ease when you did that webinar. I mean, look, I talk for a living, you know. I mean, no, I'm not on camera, but I've been on camera before, and I don't have a problem speaking in front of audiences, but not a lot of people are like you and I, Matt. So for those people who maybe are not good in front of a camera, who do turn into giggly little schoolgirls, what do you tell them? What advice can you give to those people who just don't do well in front of a camera? Practice?
Practice. But here's the thing that I will say. Most people aren't comfortable in front of it. I'm not. Every time I'm in front of it, when I see myself, I'm like, God, I wish I wouldn't have canceled the gym membership. And then I'm like, well, actually, I wish I would have just went when I had it. You know, here's the thing. The challenge is, when we're doing that, when we're having a conversation with someone, we can't see ourselves. So our insecurities aren't there. But when we're recording a video, oftentimes we see ourselves and we're insecure or whatever. Here's the reality. The person down the street is not doing it. You have to decide, is it worth feeling a little uncomfortable to have a better chance of earning their business? If you feel uncomfortable because you just feel like you bumble over words like a giddy schoolgirl, I think he said, then write yourself bullet points for what you want to say. Okay, just write a couple bullet points, and that way you at least stay on topic. These videos, and I didn't say this earlier, but they should be short and sweet, 60 seconds or less most of the time. So you shouldn't get too uncomfortable for long, because it's in and out and you're done. So just put yourself two or three bullet points, practice, 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 and then just go for it. You'll find once you take the risk to send five or six of them out, the response will be so good, you'll no longer be worried about how you feel.
Excellent advice. Thank you so much. Last comment came in from Tim. He says, not going to lie, Matt's having a great hair day.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate you, Bill. You're the man.
You're the man, Matt. Thank you so much. That was awesome. That was a fantastic presentation. Thank you so much for being here on a holiday. And I'm going to, you know, let you get back to whatever it is you're doing on St. Patty's Day.
Rock on.
Thank you so much. Oh, and by the way, good luck on the Rockstar Automotive Conference as well. I want to remind the audience, yeah, a link to download a copy of today's webinar recording is going to be emailed to you later today for your reference. Feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. Great stuff in there today. Today's webinar is also going to be posted online within 24 hours. All you have to do is go to dealeron.com/webinars to view our upcoming webinar schedule or access any of our past webinars. What are you doing to the slides?
I don't know. It's just going crazy on me.
Stop it. Okay, stay right there.
I'm not moving.
This webinar is going to conclude in just a moment. And when it does, you're going to get a short survey. we want to know what you thought of Matt's presentation today. So fill out that survey. It's 6 short questions, and every one of them is important. So just let us know. Rate him as a speaker. Rate the presentation. We want to know what you thought of today's presentation, all right? Hopefully, we'll see that. And before I let you go, I got to let you know, Matt Koenig is going to be co-hosting the first ever live-streamed automotive conference, March 21st in Kalamazoo, Michigan. It is called the Rockstar Auto Conference. Yes! Industry heavyweights like Grant Cardone and Gary Vaynerchuk are taking part in this groundbreaking event. And to be honest, you should be there. If you want to save some ducats on attending the Rockstar Auto Conference, DealerOn is here to help. Just use discount code DealerOn. Save yourself 50% off of the ticket. Rock on, and we hope to see you there. And Matt Koenig will also be helping dealers connect and grow with Hispanic buyers at NADA. So make sure you check that out, too. DealerOn is going to be exhibiting and presenting at the upcoming NADA convention in Vegas at the end of March, so be sure to check out our speaking sessions from these amazing presenters from DealerOn and stop by our booth 6626N. We have a great booth. I'm going to be there, and I cannot wait to see you. So really, stop by. And DealerOn is super excited about NADA because we're running a great promotional opportunity to check out our amazing products. Here's the deal. Go to DealerOn.com/webinar. And click on the link for pre-scheduling your NADA demo. So you pre-schedule it, you go to NADA, you attend a demo at our booth, and you're just going to receive $100 just like that. Just like that. And if you sign a dealer on purchase contract at the show, we're going to upgrade that $100 to an iPad Air 2 or an Apple Watch, your choice. Go to DealerOn.com/webinars to schedule your demo today, and we will see you at NADA. And invitations are going out tomorrow for our next Dealer On webinar. Woo! It is a doozy. We call it lovingly AGA. It stands for Ask Greg Gifford Anything. You won't want to miss our newest, most amazing webinar yet. For this presentation, we threw the rules and the boundaries of the webinars out the window. Instead, we're using the entire hour to answer your questions, our registrants, live in a one-on-one discussion with DealerOn's Director of Search and Social, Greg Gifford. And nothing is off-limits. We're going to cover it all. This incredible one-hour session offers you the chance to ask your real-life, on-the-spot questions to the auto industry's SEO guru himself, Greg Gifford, where he will give straight talk and unedited feedback on all subjects you throw at him. Search and social is hard, so bring your checklist of challenges, your quirkiest questions, your confusing conundrums, and your most dizzying dilemmas to Greg Gifford and get his straight-up best advice, tactics, insights, and brutally honest answers. Consider it Open Mic Thursday, and Greg Gifford has all your answers, but only if you're here to ask the questions. So if you're ready to ask Greg Gifford anything, don't you dare miss this hour of automotive awesomeness. Register today, and don't forget, DealerOn's weekly webinars are held Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific. We have some awesome webinar subjects in 2016. You want to know more? Get to DealerOn.com/webinar and find out all of the scoop. My name is Eliana Raggio. I love to hear from you. Track me down online. I'm everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and every automotive social network out there. Or just email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com. Thank you all so very much for spending this time with us today, and I hope to see you all on another webinar in our continuing education series. Take care.